Christian Audio presents Triggers, Exchanging Parents' Angry Reactions for Gentle Biblical Responses by Amber Leah and Wendy Speak. Narrated by Amber Leah and Wendy Speak. Triggers is dedicated to the sons and daughters of every mom and dad who listens to this book and prays for the Holy Spirit to transform their heart and home, dramatically changing their family's spiritual legacy. We pray for generations of blessing upon you and your children and your children's children until the day of Christ's return. With Him, this is possible. Foreword by Brooke McLaughlin. I had no idea I was a volcano just waiting to erupt. If you asked people I grew up with to describe my personality, words like angry, insensitive, forceful, demeaning, and unkind probably would not have topped the list if they made it at all. As an introvert, I tend toward all things quiet, peaceful, relaxing, and calm. I'm not a thrill seeker, and I don't have a big bubbly personality, so you can imagine my surprise the first time I found myself angry enough to do damage to one of my children. Motherhood brought out the worst in me, and it pains me to say it. Pride says, "Good grief, Brooke. Don't tell the whole world you struggle with anger. Do you want the police to send Child Protective Services?" I assure you, in my home, no one is in physical danger. In most homes, children aren't. But by leaving our anger unchecked, unsubmitted to the cross of Christ, are we leaving our children's hearts, minds, and spirits open to a danger that could hurt them just as deeply? Several years ago, I wrote a book similar to this one where I shared my own struggle with overcoming my emotions. I wanted to master them instead of allowing them to master me, and I knew I needed God's help to do it. I'm an emotional person. I feel things deeply, and I happen to be a reactor. Unfortunately, those three things combined are a volcano just waiting to erupt. Nothing short of divine intervention could have changed me. So deeply rooted were my tendencies to explode that weeding them out took the power of God's word. So bound were my responses to the everyday triggers related to being a mom that shaking them off took prayer and sometimes even fasting. Getting out from under the anger when things didn't go the way I wanted them to was an act of God. Actually, it's an ongoing act of God in my life, even today. It's my belief that there's a literal epidemic of angry parents in and outside of the church today. Parents are struggling, they know they're struggling, and they want help, but they have no idea where to start. I'm not talking about bad moms and dads here, although some actually might be. I'm mainly talking about the moms and dads that you see every day at baseball practice, the ones who make nice, healthy lunches for their kids, who care about what happens to them, and who are carrying around a deep inner shame at their inability to master the volcano inside of them. Fortunately, I think Jesus understood inner demons. Jesus told his disciples once, when they came to him unable to cast out a demon, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." Mark chapter 9, verse 29. There are some things in life that we just can't master on our own. In my experience, anger is one of them. Any attempt to cover it up apart from the life-changing work of Jesus Christ is only that, a band-aid. A volcano waiting until the perfect time to throw up its hot lava all over everyone in its way. If you struggle with anger the way I did, you need Jesus on this journey. The audiobook you're listening to is literally the one that I wish I had when my children were very young. Amber Leah and Wendy Speak have done a masterful job at honing in on the triggers we all deal with in our homes and helping us overcome them. But don't be deceived. This audiobook is not just for moms of little ones. It's for all moms and dads who are ready for a change, ready to replace angry reactions with gentle biblical responses that have the power to work miracles in the hearts of their children. As you work your way through the various triggers for anger outlined in this book, those most common situations that bring out the very worst, I encourage you, actually, I beg you to get on your knees in prayer and ask God to do this work in and through you in the way that only He can. This one, my friends, cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. And it's my prayer that God would use your copy of Triggers to move